Resorts World Las Vegas asks for dismissal of controversial lawsuit. Resorts World Las Vegas, RWLV, and its former president, Scott Sabella, are hoping to find a court's help in getting it out of an ongoing legal headache. They have formally responded to a federal lawsuit filed by Robert R.J. Cipriani, urging a U.S. District Court judge to dismiss the case. RWLV continues fighting legal battles. Cipriani's lawsuit alleges that Sabella and the resort overlooked information about felons illegally gambling at the casino. Sabella, who departed Resorts World in September due to policy violations, and the resort argue for the dismissal of the six-count lawsuit. The Nevada Gaming Control Board, NGCB, previously investigated allegations against Sabella, finding them unfounded in February. Cipriani wants unspecified compensatory and punitive damages from RWLV, citing negligence, civil conspiracy, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. Resorts World's attorney, Tamara Peterson, claims Cipriani has a history of inappropriate behavior at casinos, while Sabella's attorney, J. Colby Williams, contends that Cipriani has an inflated view of his place on the world stage. Cipriani's attorney, Marshall Cole, maintains that the motions to dismiss aim to divert attention from the case's core issues. He believes the court will issue a ruling within a month. One headache after another, in a drawn-out legal saga surrounding RWLV, which began soon after it opened, Brandon Sattler, a high roller involved in a separate RWLV case, levied allegations against the casino and its former president. Sattler's claims against Sabella include accusations of wrongdoing at the strip establishment, including working with convicted illegal gamblers. However, a pivotal development in the case emerged when the NGCB conducted an investigation into the allegations and concluded that Sabella had not committed any wrongdoing. The NGCB's findings essentially exonerated Sabella from the charges, indicating that he had adhered to the necessary regulations and policies during his tenure. Despite the NGCB's decision, Cipriani has been on a mission to discredit the casino and Sabella, even going so far as to use Robin Hood as a nickname. He has been the subject of several criminal cases related to the casino, including being charged with robbery and larceny in November of 2022. Prosecutors later dropped the charges. This sustained legal pursuit suggests a persistent effort by Cipriani to cast doubt on the casino and its former president, even after regulatory authorities found no basis for the allegations.